Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk a little bit further on the book I released last year called The Visionary Brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands. Fortunate to have it be a bestseller and very appreciative, as I've always said, to those who have purchased the book, but more importantly, the feedback that I've been getting from business executives, leaders, entrepreneurs, and how they've actually applied the content of the book to their day-to-day business and also their personal life. I think that's a great balance and one that I'm very proud of. So thank you again. So we're going to talk a little bit further on a chapter in the book called The Product Vision. In this one, we're going to talk about breakaway designs, what we call breakaway products. And it's kind of creating a breakaway design culture, I call it. You know, it's one thing to have a great idea. It's another thing to have a great culture, one that's been actually born and bred around authenticity. And I talk about that many times. And when you talk about a great culture, it attracts great people. It creates and attracts great ideas. And it's authentic. And I think that's a huge, important note for all of you entrepreneurs, all those who are starting new companies, those who would like to start brands. And we get many people that come to us at Liquid Mind and wanting to start new companies. And I love talking with, advising these entrepreneurs. But one thing I said is, identify clearly who you are, what you want to achieve, and how you're going to do it. Now, that seems simple, but one area people forget about, along with not having enough money, is certainly the culture of their brand or their company. Many people said, well, I want to build a brand. Well, I get that you want to build a brand, but that all starts with identifying what your culture is. So when we talk about this product creation process and how you create a breakaway design culture and why there's so few companies and brands that have the type of culture that will allow them to create an ideation process with the freedom, and I use that word freedom, for the design team, the creators, to actually create. And that's many times very difficult for companies and brands because it involves a tremendous amount of risk. But as I've said before, and many before me have said, without risk, you can't succeed. It's impossible. You just can't do it. It just doesn't happen by accident. Now, you can imitate great innovators, but that doesn't make you an innovator. That just makes you a follower, not a leader. You can't leapfrog your competition until you have the ability to jump. So these great brands have the ability to jump generation after generation. Why do you think Nike's been around so long? Why do you think Oakley's been around so long? Why do you think now Tesla is dominating the electrical vehicle market? There's many, many examples of this and leaders before us that have dominated their markets. They've actually created a market and disrupted the market and actually built what we've created today and the opportunity for us to create what we create today. So I love this quote. And again, you know, I'm a big fan of Steve, that Steve had said many years ago, people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Now that, we all know, is a very famous line from the Think Different campaign. But the reason I bring it up is because you do need to. Two simple words, think different. Even to this day, thinking different is a formula for success on product creation. It allows you to come up with these great ideas, many times disruptive, breakaway ideas, but you need to have a culture first and foremost, that gives you the freedom to create without interruption. So the product creation process itself, you know, it's very unique in its implementation and its execution. And again, when I talk about great concepts, I love to use the analogy because I love these designers and we use them at Liquid Mind. And I've used them at the brands that I've been with previously. Car designers, they're probably the greatest designers out there. What they put up on the board is amazing. And I've walked through the design rooms of Ferrari, Lamborghini, and seen what's up on the board and what actually eventually comes out of that. Now, I will say Ferrari and Lamborghini, they come very close. It's amazing when you see the concepts and what actually comes out the back end. But when you talk about those that don't have a creative culture, that's a very difficult for these concept designers to bring their idea to reality. So the implementation is one thing, but the execution is another. Something that you see up on the board that has no resemblance of what your concept was is very frustrating to designers. And you must have a team makeup when you're implementing these. You must follow a really strict ideation process. And again, I'll use this word by design, is with the freedom to interact and what I call mind storm, not brainstorm. Brainstorm's a little bit different because you have a lot of people in a room. And what we do with Liquid Mind when we're doing these breakaway design ideation process with brands is we'll put every time, we don't type things out, we whiteboard it. Because we want this to be a really connecting process between the brain and the ideas that come out of the brain through the hand, and having the ability for the designers and those the freedom to mindstorm. Mindstorm means that it's an individual process. And what I mean by that is you give them an idea, you give them inspiration to create something that's aspirational. And when you mindstorm, these mindstorms come together in a brainstorm. And when you print this out on board and people do this mindstorming ideation process, it's really an effective way for designers in the room to shut the lights, shut the shades, and mindstorm around what the next great product, service, or invention, not incremental improvement, is within a product or service category. And it's an interesting question that you put towards the creators, because what we also talk about a lot in these ideation meetings, these brainstorming or these breakaway ideation meetings, is the ability for the designers to what we call adapt. And I've talked about adaptation before. It's one of the greatest ways to disrupt an alternative industry from an industry that's doing something that you want to adapt to your products. And I always use the Nike Flywire strategy. It's brilliant. This is one of the most unbelievable product ideation processes that I've seen. And so when you look at this mindstorming, there also must be a team makeup. They have to be creators. And those who know how to disrupt the status quo and give them the freedom to bring the future to reality. And the execution is where the support system comes in. They need to bring these ideas to reality. Many times with brands, what we see is through their sourcing, they're putting concepts up on the board that their manufacturers have no ability to bring to reality. Now, that's a problem as well. It's a separate issue. But it all starts with creating a culture that has this breakaway product culture, which must be first and foremost a culture that believes in and embraces disruption. And disruption, I call, is innovation on steroids. It's really another level. Innovation is kind of that, not an incremental improvement, certainly a significant improvement in a particular product or service, but a disruption completely changes the category itself. You know, one is a leapfrog, another is a jump over your competition for generations. So to create, you must have, to create this, what I call this breakaway design culture. And I say breakaway, we had this strategy when I was at Oakley, and Jim Gennard instilled it in me many years ago, was that we didn't really care what the competition did. We just knew that we had to own the category. And in owning the category, we were the leader in the category. And as a result, everybody looked at us for the next great invention within that category. So we had to be the breakaway leader. Breaking away means, if you use the run analogy, if you're running a 400 meter dash, we're breaking away by 100, 150 yards before anybody even comes close to the finish line. So the execution is where, again, the system support comes in, and you need to have these ideas come to reality. So I don't want it to say that it's completely a design-focused strategy, because you need to have the ability to bring the idea to reality. But what we're going to talk about today is, how do we create this breakaway product culture? So again, you must first, and I say you must first and foremost have that culture that believes in and embraces disruptions, this blowing things up that don't make life easier or more efficient. A culture of risk, which inevitably determines your destiny. And let me say that again. So to create a breakaway product culture, you must first have a culture that believes in and embraces disruption, blowing things up that don't make life easier or more efficient. A culture of risk, which inevitably determines your destiny. And I love the word destiny, because so many times visionary leaders, and that's what I talk about in the book on this product vision, is they have the ability to see the future. What your customers need, not what they want. Need is the future. Want is current. Don't ask your customers what they need. It's fine if you want to have an incremental improvement or potentially an innovation. Stick in the present. But the future is need. Nobody knew that they needed an iPhone. But Steve created it anyway, because he knew that's what they wanted. So being able to create this and identify the need, not the want, you have the ability to control your own destiny. So when we're out there with Liquid Mind, we see many companies that are really uncomfortable with this environment and why there's so few visionary brands, much less those that create a culture of breakaway design, breakaway products, disruptive strategies. And so when you look at this comfort level, that's why they're uncomfortable with it, because they know that they can't succeed in this type of environment without first failing. And why they're not brands. There's a difference between a commodity and a brand, and that's the big difference. Is the ability for you to create a culture of success, of leading in your category, being generationally successful, not a one-hit wonder. That doesn't count. There's a lot of one-hit wonder bands I love, but it's really hard to find them on Apple iTunes because they're gone. They're here and they're gone. So many companies, again, are uncomfortable in this environment. Maybe you are as well. It's okay. But I tell you, there's nothing like embracing risk and eventually seeing that come to fruition and reality, and showing that to your team and how we're different than the competition. So it's really a strategy, not only selfishly to succeed in your category, but even more selfishly, being able to show your team what your brand is all about. And I say brand because if you embrace this, you effectively are a brand. So when we look at that, to achieve best-in-class status, you must create this authentic culture. And I say authentic culture because you can't fake it. One that embraces failure due to risk. The risk results, again, in both rewards and failures. Yeah, you're going to fail, but that's okay, because failure is one step in the direction of success. And again, as I've stated before many times, no great product has ever been created without first having failed. Most times, not just once, but again and again before successfully commercializing the idea. So that's a big thing to keep in mind as you are as a company and a brand. And also when you're anchoring yourself as an entrepreneur, to understand it's just not a product anymore, or it's never been that way. You know, and that's one of the big concerns brands have when they engage with us at Liquid Mind is, how do we keep this thing going? You know, we've got one great product. I want to see this thing bleed out and have us being able to not have something in the pipeline. And that's why we talk so much about this breakaway product pipeline, something you can surf for generations. And that's what we're talking about today. So this breakaway product culture demands you're disruptive by design. And what I mean by that is, this is always, every day, no matter who you are inside of your company, everybody's looking for ways to be disruptive. Make the process more efficient. Make the product more efficient. Make your customers more efficient. Make your customers more effective. To become a category leader, not just a product leader, you must have a clear, concise vision of the future and determine what your community needs. And I say community because that's who's embracing in your social environment right now. It's not customers. It's your community. Those that come to you. Lifetime value is what everybody wants. So you want to have a clear vision of the future and determine what your community needs, not wants. And I say that because one is driven by the current environment. The future is determines need. And that's an important principle to remember, because sometimes when we put that up on the board, brands will ask that question and designers will ask that question. Isn't need what the customers want? Well, they don't know they need it until they want it. So it's kind of like the chicken before the egg. So when you're looking at that process, think of the iPhone or the automobile. Each disruption was driven by a visionary leader who knew what they needed, not what they wanted. I use this one, but it's so classic. Henry Ford, when he was inventing the automobile, and he said, hey, if I would have asked my customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. And so it's an interesting analogy. So always remember that. It's something that they need, not they want. And that should be part of the ideation process. So visionary brands create what I call a breakaway pipeline, something that they can surf for generations, because that's the biggest fear. I tell you, when you go into a product room, that is the brand who is truly a brand's biggest fear is, what next? How do we keep this engine going? And if you use this surfing analogy, surfing the funnel, the pipeline is the ultimate thrill. So more importantly for brands, being able to surf this creative pipeline for generations and not becoming a one-hit wonder is the key. So if you have your sights set, and this is entrepreneurs, current business owners, even a commodity brand that says they want to change direction. Now, we've had brands come to us that want to revive themselves, but they've gone through being a visionary brand, and then they went to a commodity. Trying to come back to a visionary brand, bring that to life, is extremely rare and almost impossible because of the loyalty and trust that you lost during that transition. And trying to bring that back again is going to cost you a fortune. And more often than not, it's good money spent after bad. So when you have your sights set on being a visionary brand, let me give you some ideas. And these are not all the ideas, but ones that I go through in the book and ones that I have found with leaders inside of brands and companies have found to be the most valuable in creating this, what I call this breakaway pipeline. Then, you know, one of the most critical ingredients, again, is breakaway pipeline. And we actually put that up on the board when we're doing our strategy sessions with our brands. So achieving category leadership involves the following. You know, what kind of priorities I would say when we're dealing with brands, and what we've seen with other visionary brands that we've worked with, as well as ones where we have the book smarts on. So when we look at this, number one is give the creators and the design team the freedom to dream big and fail. I put an explanation point behind fail, because freedom to dream big and fail. Reward excellent failures as this moves you closer to success. It's a disconnect for a lot of brands because they go, failure is failure. We shouldn't be rewarding failure, but that's not true. What you have to do is you have to look at a failure is one way that it won't work. So you've come one way closer to succeeding in executing your vision. So success without failure is impossible. Number two is commit to category leadership. And I use the word commit by design because more often than not, when you look at someone who's committing to this, they don't change their mind. They're not back and forth. They say, no, we are the category leader. And if you think about it from a brand perspective, when you go out to your buyers, when you go to your customer, what are they looking for? They don't need the next iPhone 21. The iPhone 15 works just fine. But you're giving them a reason because you're a category leader. Apple is the category leader in iPhone. So when you look at your cell phone, what's the first thing you do is you want to look for the next generation. You know, all the better if you can disrupt. The front end of the disruption was the iPhone itself. The actual innovation and incremental improvements are through the generations that we buy every year. So commit to category leadership. Commit to it. Don't waffle on this. Either you want it or you don't. If you don't start. If you do, keep going. Number three is build a sustainable product ideation process. And to be sustainable means create, test, release, reload. So it's a CTRR we put up on the board when we talk to the design team. Well, how do we keep this thing going? Well, you create, you test, you release, and you reload. And you need to have that process, a sustainable product ideation process of innovation and disruption. Number four is stay true to your brand vision and foundational principles. If you're a category leader, if you have a brand vision that everybody believes in, as soon as you change your mind or as soon as you release an inferior product for the sake of sales, not because it's the best product on the market and no longer best in class, you lose authenticity, you lose trust, and you lose loyalty. All of those are customer lifetime value, but more importantly, team turnover and team loyalty. All of those are critical to success. And without them, you lose authenticity. So stay true to your brand vision and foundational principles. Number five is break things. Don't accept the world for what it is. Instead, what it can become. So those are the top five principles. You know, there's a lot of others out there, but a lot of them are BS. This is reality. You know, with Liquid Mind, all of who is inside of Liquid Mind, we've been with brands. We've been in the product side, executive team, leading design teams on truly disruptive, innovative brands that have changed our world for the better. So the road to achieving sustainable product pipeline success is agonizing. It's bumpy, it's challenging, painful, but it's a rewarding once you cross that finish line. And that's what everybody wants. So have this process in place. So it's not where it ends. It just means you cut a path to long-term success. Think of cutting through a jungle and there's no clear path to where you want to go, but you're chopping along the way and you get cut up, you get bruised. But I'm telling you, once you cut a path to the ocean, that's a pretty, pretty sight. So this is something that you're cutting a new path. You don't want to follow along somebody else's path. You want to create your own future, your own destiny. So unless you consistently build and sustain your product line, you'll lose momentum to your competitors with declining market share and category growth. It's just a given, you know? So again, unless you consistently build and sustain this pipeline, you will lose momentum to your competitors, which is the declining market share and category growth. So it's critical that you have this process in place. And we do this with Liquid Mind all the time, and coming out of it, people are surfing this pipeline even to this day. Many global brands that we work with. It's sustainable and they love it. The team loves it. The design team loves it. The product team loves it. It challenges the product team. You know, if you can continue to surf this pipeline, it'll sustain you for generations. So stay committed to your ideation process. Create an environment of freedom for your creators and build a pathway to realize your ideas in a culture of disruption that bleeds throughout your entire brand. So I always say, stay true, stay authentic, be different and be great, and enjoy the journey along the way. And reach out to us at the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Hopefully you share this with others, and please feel free to give feedback. And you can reach me at Brian@liquidmindsite, LiquidmindSite.com, or Brian@BrianSmeltzer.com as well. And if you look at also, just wanted to thank those that have been listening to the podcast. We were just recently again, fortunately, for FeedSpot, we were voted the number one global visionary podcast for 2022 and 2023, and also top 50 marketing podcasts. So we're very proud of that, but more proud that you like what we're doing and what we're talking about here in the Visionary Chronicles. It's different, and it's both personal and professional. I said my commitment to you was to be able to give to you true, direct advice, information, and have it be both personal and professional. And I also wanted to mention that we have a new release with our book. We actually have the Visionary Brand Master Course and also the Visionary Chronicles Premium Podcast. And you can find this at thevisionaryfiles.com. And these are 18 video learning segments and almost 2 hours of video training on the Visionary Brand book. You know, fortunately, over the past 5 weeks, we've had several global brands, over 1,500 brand leaders and entrepreneurs taking the master course. So unleash your potential as a brand leader and take this master course. It's been extremely valuable and great, and great feedback from those that have taken the course. So again, thank you. Thank you again for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Please reach out to me at Brian@BrianSmeltzer.com, Brian@LiquidMindsite.com. Appreciate your feedback, comments as always, and have a great day. And we'll see you on the next Visionary Chronicles podcast.